7:38 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. 73 now, 90 later. We've got Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer Mike Wood on the line with us, as we typically do Thursday at about this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good to have you. So, anything particular? I was actually looking over my list of stories, and I didn't see any incidents in the last week. Anything I missed in the city?
Yeah, nothing of significance, just small things, and that's the way we like it. We do have Fiesta coming up tomorrow night at downtown, so there's going to be those normal street closures and that sort of thing. But, yeah, nothing big to report.
I will always take that. I know you and I have talked many times about school security, school resource officers, obviously in the wake of the Uvalde massacre. It's the question that people are asking. And first question, just a fact question. The last I remember things is that the school district had made the choice to have some guardians instead of off-duty or school resource officers at Pensacola schools. Is that correct, or is it now all SROs?
There are some guardians and there are some SROs. I don't know who is where, but I do know that we still have officers in the schools, some of the elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools.
Okay.
High schools, for sure, we have full-time SROs up there.
And, of course, by law, they have to have an armed guard, you know, under either program at every school anyway. I know that had been kind of a conversation we had last year. But also, you know, we talked to Sheriff Simmons, we talked to, Santa Rosa. Everybody is, you know, making sure that all the SROs and all the police officers are aware of the protocol. I assume you guys have had this conversation too, right?
Yeah, we have. You know, the tactics have changed over the years. Years ago on an active shooter situation, the policy was when you got there, you established a perimeter and you waited for SWAT. And then that evolved into when you arrive in an active shooter situation, you wait for four officers to arrive and you go in tactically four at a time. And then Columbine came along. That changed everything in one day. So now we don't wait for anybody. The first officer there goes in and tries to eliminate the threat, and then his or her job is to get on the radio and let others know where the threat is, if the threat's been eliminated. Give as much information as you can, but waiting is not an option for the Pensacola Police Department.
Absolutely. And I also assume that you guys are involved in coordination with the school district. You've seen the campuses. You try to become as familiar as you can. You train. I mean, all of the things that would make sense, you guys are ongoing actively doing. And something that, we made a news story out of this a couple of years ago, but when Chief Leiter was in charge, you guys upgraded your weaponry so that every cop in Pensacola Police Department has an AR-15 in the trunk, right?
Yeah, and that was a direct result of the five officers in Dallas that were gunned down by a high-powered rifle. They had no way to protect themselves or to return fire from that distance. Chief Leiter got on that quickly and got that taken care of. So, things that happen and we see a potential failure or shortcoming in our department, we try to address that and fix that as soon as possible.
Yeah, and, I know Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County, had made some comments in the past week about it, and it's not just schools, right? It is at the grocery store. It is at the movie theater. We have seen incidents at churches. We have seen a lot of incidents in different places. And, this is a pretty pro-gun area, pro-concealed carry area. And his advice was, look, I want as many law-abiding citizens with permits and training to carry as everywhere as they possibly can. I assume you guys think the same way.
Yeah, for the most part, that's a controversial topic. It goes either way, and we try to stay away from that. But if you think about it, how many uniformed police officers have ever been mugged for their wallet? They know they're dealing with someone that knows how to handle a weapon, that has a weapon, and that you just don't see that. So, that's a personal decision that people have to make.
Right, absolutely. Last quick question for you. I know we always do a myth when we have you on. Do you have a myth for us this week?
Yeah, I do, and it's about officers. Their personalities, and people think that they're just no humor and crusty because they're cops. When they're off duty, and that couldn't be any further from the truth. Anybody that knows me knows that humor plays a huge part in my life, as it does most officers. And
I've never seen
a lot of
it.
That is
Yeah, okay.
So a lot of that is a defense mechanism because of the things they see on a daily basis. They end up with a sense of humor. And, you know, it's I talk to all the new officers that come in about the days that we live in now. Everybody has a cell phone, and your photograph or your video could go viral at any moment. So when we're at a major crime scene, a horrible crime scene, some officers, and you've seen it on the news before, you see them laughing, and they're not laughing at the scene. They're probably telling jokes about other things. You know, that's how they keep themselves sane. The optics are horrible when you see something like that, but so we try not to do that. But you know, these are real people, and they're funny as can be. And if you were ever around a police station, especially if anybody's gone through the Citizens Police Academy, can see the humor that is in that building amongst those men and women every day.
Absolutely. No, I totally, same thing in the military, right? It's, you know, people make jokes because you have to deal with such horrible things all the time, and that's one of the ways of just kind of dealing with it. Mike Wood, he's Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for the time, sir. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.